make you feel better. He pulled out a smaller box and rummaged among what appeared to be bits of rock and cloth until he found something yellowy-brown and round, like a shallow cup.
Should have bunged it away, he said. But it's all I got to remember my old granny by. She kept things in it.
It's a bit of human skull, isn't it? Said Vimes at last.
Yep.
Whose?
Anyone asked dat troll dare his name? Said Detritus,
and the glint in his voice had a brittle edge to it for a moment. Then he carefully put the bowl away.
Things were different in them days. Now you don't chop our heads off, and we don't make drums out of your skin. Everything is hunky-dory. That's all we have to know.
He picked up the boxes again and followed Lady Sybil towards the staircase. Vimes took another look at the trophy head. The teeth were longer, far longer than they'd be on a real troll. A hunter had to be very brave and very lucky to go up against a fighting troll and survive. It'd be so much easier to go after an old one and later replace the ground-down stumps with sparkly fangs. My God, the things we do. Igor, he said as the odd job man lurched past under the weight of two more bags.
Yes, your excellency?
I'm an excellency, said Vimes to Inigo.
Yes, your grace.
And still my grace as well?
Yes, your grace. You are his grace, his excellency, the Duke of Ank, Commander Sir Samuel Vimes, your grace.
Hang on, hang on. His grace cancels out the sir, I know that. It's like having an ace in poker.
Strictly speaking, this is true, your grace, but great store is set by titles here, and it is best to play with a full deck.
I was once blackboard monitor at school, said Vimes sharply, for a whole term. Would that help? Dame Venting said no one could clean a blackboard like me.
A useful fact, your grace, which may possibly be helpful in the event of a tie-break,
said Inigo, his face carefully blank.
We Igors have always preferred master, said Igor. What was it you were requiring?
Vimes gestured towards the heads that covered every wall. I want them taken down as soon as possible. I can do this, can't I, Mr. Skimmer?
You are the ambassador, sir.
Well, they're coming down, all of them. Igor gave the camphor-smelling multitude a worried look.
Even the swordfish?
Even the swordfish, said Vimes firmly.
And a snow leopard?
Both of them, yes.
What about the troll?
Especially the troll. See to it. Igor could have been said to have looked as if his world had fallen down around his ears, were it not for the fact that he already looked as if this had happened.
What do you want to do with them, master?
That's up to you. Throw them in the river, maybe. Ask Detritus about the troll. Maybe it should be buried or something. Is there any supper?
There's frith walago,
a kind of pastry made from curtains.
Noggy.
Buckwheat dumplings stuffed with stuff.
Thcloth.
Bread made from parsnips and widely considered to be much tastier than the dull wheat kind.
Thwine fleth and sausages,
said Igor, still clearly upset about the trophies.
I'll thop tomorrow if her ladyship gives me instructions.
Is swine flesh the same as pork? Said Vimes. People in drought-stricken areas would have paid good money to have Igor pronounce sausages.
Yes, said Inigo.
And what's in the sausages?
Meat,
said Igor, looking as though he was ready to run. Good. We'll give them a try. Vimes went upstairs and followed the sound of conversation until he reached a bedroom where Sybil was laying clothes on a bed the size of a small country. Cherry was assisting her. The walls were carved panels of wood. The bed was carved panels of wood. And the mad fretworker had been hard at work here, too. Only the floors weren't wood. They were stone and radiated cold.
It's a bit like the inside of a cuckoo clock, isn't it? Said Sybil. Cherry has volunteered to be my lady's maid for now.
Cherry saluted. Why not? Said Vimes. After a day like this, a lady's maid with a long flowing beard seemed perfectly normal.
The floors are a bit chilly, though. Tomorrow I'll measure up for some carpets, said Sybil firmly. I know we won't be here long, but we ought to leave something for the next people.
Yes, dear, that would be a good idea.
There's a bathroom through there, said Sybil, nodding. There's hot springs near here, apparently. They pipe them in. You'll feel better for a hot bath.
10 minutes later, Vimes was happy to agree. The water was a funny colour and smelled a little of what he would politely call bad eggs, but it was good and hot.